Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Somebody thought that at one point during the show today they were confused. Am I listening to the After Hours podcast? Oh, wait. No, I'm listening to live radio with Dez telling a story about her friend Dallas and all the trouble they got into.
Yeah, I mean, she was a troublemaker.
Yeah.
I was there sometimes. It was not my fault.
Writing swear words and smoking ciggies.
Didn't want to tell you, but it was the bad swear word.
The F one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just wrote the did you do F you or just the F word?
It just was the F word.
Just the F word, yeah. And you added the exclamation point.
Two of them.
And you wrote it where?
On the stairs that headed to the library.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Just a big blank. Take that. Yeah.
It's so stupid. But then I'm so stupid because I was the last one to have the marker. You know, it was in my hand because I did the exclamation. Like, yeah. No one's ever going to know. And I had it in my desk, the marker.
So what kind of punishment did your parents hand down for that?
Well, I mean, I think they knew that I realized it was really stupid and I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I had to go to detention. I've never had gone to detention before. Wow. This was in fifth grade.
But what did your parents do?
I think, if I recall, it was detention was enough.
Oh. Yeah.
And I think I had to write a letter to the school to say I'm so sorry for, I mean, that's ruining property.
What do you think that letter said, Crisco?
Dear principals,
I'm super duper sorry. I should know better than to say I'm friends with the city. Dallas is the person that brought me down the wrong tracks. And I'm going to do my best to be the best little Miss Montana you've ever seen in the future. I know I'm in Alaska right now, and there's no way we'd represent anybody from here. But when I move on to greener pastures, I promise to make it up to you. I love you guys. I'm your future Miss Montana.
P.S. F.
F.
I was an embarrassment to Howling Elementary School. I was an embarrassment to the Howling Dolphins.
I know. See, you were. Still
here's,
are.
Here's a, here's a different one.
The Howling Dolphins?
The is Howling.
It? Oh.
Howling
I thought they were
dolphins.
Just howling. I'm like, wait a minute. They don't have dolphins in Alaska, no. Clearly.
Cool mascot.
Yeah,
cool Howling mascot. Dolphins? Damn. I think it's your next tattoo.
Yeah, I could get the dolphin
the
on there.
Howling dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah, and he'll be like, this is because of my BA friend Des. That's right. She was kicking ass and taking names in fifth grade.
Jeez.
Going with a friend to smoke cigs.
Huh.
Wow. Stole from her mom.
I love that you got a solo detention and that was enough for all of the adults in your life to get you on the straight and narrow. There was a kid in my school named Danny and He did a lot worse. He stole a bunch of 12 packs of pop from the Pepsi guy. And what did he do with them? Where did this genius steal 12 packs of pop and put them in his locker?
Oh.
So when they went and they checked every locker and he's like, got away with this. This is so great. They popped his locker open and they went, yeah, you're expelled. They expelled him from school. Because he stole, it wasn't like he did something from the school. He stole from the Pepsi company.
Yeah, criminals are not smart. Do you not know this?
No, I guess I didn't. Yeah. That was the first, you know, jaunt into that world, I guess, to see somebody stuffing in their own locker.
You haven't jaunted a day in your life. What are you talking
twice.
About?
Twice, and once on Sunday.
You jaunted for 2.3 miles on that treadmill the other day, though, buddy.
Am You're I right? There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of criminals and leaving evidence, I'm watching that Aaron Hernandez documentary. Yeah. Super interesting. That dude did a drive-by in Boston and kept the car in a garage for a year.
Oh,
wow.
They showed up, the cops like searched his house, and they're like, oh, that's the car we're looking for in a drive-by shooting from a year ago. It was filled with cobwebs and dust. Why not drive that thing to the bottom of the ocean?
I don't know. How about, have you not seen, played Grand Theft Auto? Get the body shop to paint it.
Yes, anything. It sat there for a year. You have $40 million in the bank. You're just going to leave a piece of evidence just sitting in your garage for a year?
He thought he was untouchable.
Yeah. Oof, boy, that's a crazy documentary, man. It is so interesting. I just finished the first episode. So
you did?
Yeah, it's
How
definitely.
How many are there? I thought it was just one thing.
There's three altogether. They're each about an hour, yeah.
You just started. Get confused because Rudy's the only person in the world who's like, so I watched the first 6.5 minutes of this 42-minute documentary. And I'm going to get to the other parts of it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, did I tell you about the riveting show I just finished on Netflix?
What was it
called?
It's The Last Czars. Yep, it's the story of Nicholas II and why he abdicated the throne and how his family got murdered.
God, I wondered why that section was on Netflix, and now I realize it's Ryan's section.
And the Roman soldiers came and found a chariot inside of his vestibule.
Truly yeah. fascinating, mm-hmm. though.
Oh, I bet it is.
Do you know the story about the Romanov family who ruled Russia for like 300 years? And then when the crap really hit the fan, he had to abdicate. They took him out into the middle of Siberia, took his family, his wife, his kids, him, the whole bunch of them, took him in the basement, said, no, we're waiting. We're going to get you a ride. You're leaving. Great. Cool. All right. Here's a chair. Why don't you and your wife sit down? Oh, relax. Oh, yeah. The car's coming around.
Oh, no.
Boom, 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 boom. Shot them all. Whoa. Every one of them.
My goodness.
I mean, it is like one of the most epic murders in all of history, how they just shot them all. And it was years and years and years later, they found all the bones of the family. They Whoa. Buried them in the back. The freaking emperor, the czar of Russia, shot him and his kids and his wife right there.
Jeez.
Man. Oh, they are brutal, man. You get to see like what these Russian people are really like, the paranoia.
Yeah.
The way they rule with fear.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that the car never showed up.
Yeah.
This is rude.
What year did this go down?
This would have been 1918.
Man. Yeah.
Now, if history teachers would have told stories like you just did, because that, I was like, so boring, so boring. Oh, wait, what?
I know,
like,
right?
I would have learned so much and enjoyed it. Instead, mm-hmm. I was like, turn to page 3.
Well, and I don't know if you know this or not. You guys probably know the name, and I don't mean to turn this into a history lesson, but do you know Rasputin, right? You've heard
yes.
the name?
Yep.
Do you know the backstory on Rasputin and how he brought down basically all of Russia?
No.
He was this loony-ass monk who was convinced he had magical powers. And do you know what he did? He slept with every rich, hot Russian woman in town. All he did, including, it's rumored that he got with the Tsarina, Alexandra, slept with her. She believed that he could heal their child, who was a hemophiliac, and he would bleed all the time. He would hold his hands over this kid. He'd stop bleeding. We're like, yeah, because he partially had hemophilia and his blood clotted and he was fine. It wasn't this monk. He told the czar what to do, convinced him. He pushed everybody out. All the ministers were pushed out. They were listening to a monk from the middle of nowhere, Siberia, put all of their faith and trust in this guy, let him into the war.
Oh.
The war, the Great War, World War I, got him into that war. And that was the cause of the decline of Russia.
Jeez, one dude who just slept with a bunch of chicks.
So then his cousin takes him out. He poisoned his wine, drank the wine, drank half a bottle, wouldn't kill him. So
Jeez.
Then he went, crap, we just poisoned Rasputin and he won't die. Took him out back, shot him.
Oh, got him a car.
No, the bullet didn't kill him. He got up.
He's magic.
He is freaking magic. Rasputin stands up. He's like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. He starts to run. Then they just boom, 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 boom. Then they stab him repeatedly with a knife in the side to kill him.
It's like a Halloween movie. Jeez. Just keeps coming at you.
Cut his junk off.
Oh.
And they buried him.
And they were just doing that. They were on vacation at that point, you know.
Yeah. They were like, this is for sleeping with my wife. Yeah.
But could you imagine after all that, if he went up, he's like, does anybody else have a headache?
Mm-hmm.
Who else his crotch hurts? Oh my God. Man, I'd be like, you know what? He is the devil. We need to get the hell out of here.
Siri, and you look at a photo of him, Google Rasputin.
Okay, I'm looking right now.
Rasputin. Look at the picture of this guy and how freaking creepy he is. Why would you ever trust him with leading your country?
Oh, Charlie Manson, dude.
And girl, right? Lady slept with this disgusting man?
He was hung.
He looks like Post Malone.
A little bit.
His ween is on display in Iceland.
Really? The real one?
The real one. Look at that. Rasputin's wiener.
Des, you go ahead and Google that.
It's in a jar at the Phallic Museum in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Oh,
Reykjavik.
They keep it, must have it like a preserving fluid or something.
They do.
They keep it in,
I think
really.
It's in formaldehyde or something.
You can preserve a penis for that long?
Yeah. Well, it's only been 100 years.
You really became the best history teacher for Des ever. You can save junk from the old days.
Hey, Doc, since you're down there on my husband this afternoon,
let's preserve it.
Can I get one of those jars with the blue fluid and we can put his junk in there?
He comes in number one at the 20 most famous big minks.
I know.
Hey, you know?
Get to Googling here, Chris.
Oh,
I want to see
really
it.
Yeah, look
see
it. Okay.
I can't find a picture.
If Des is on it, then I want to see it.
Wait,
it's unreal, isn't it? I mean, this dude... He was,
oh,
he
found
he's,
it. He's, oh,
Jesus.
Let me look. I looked up wiener and nobody actually writes wiener.
I was trying to say it politely.
Where?
Oh, my goodness.
just wondering why the guy holding it is so excited.
Yeah, it looks like they have Captain Caveman's club in a jar.
Right?
Look at that thing.
What?
It looks like something you'd get at the Renaissance Festival.
It's like big wrapped at the top and then goes skinny at the bottom.
I got my mutton chop for the weekend.
It's wrapped in tinfoil. Here you go.
It truly looks like a turkey leg.
Oh, they did not. You're welcome.
It does.
It did not. They did not take their time cutting that off, did they?
That's what you call inner shaft.
No. You know, anyway, I still have it up. And then, they asked him.
Here's what's amazing. To get even with the Imperial family after they were exiled and murdered, they dug up Rasputin. They dug him up and stabbed him in the side again.
Here's the crazy part. Like, they dug him up with that wiener.
Yeah.
They just shoveled it right out.
Now, can I ask a question?
I can't wait for this.
But I don't happen to see any berries. See what I'm saying?
What about it?
I don't see any of those things.
Well, maybe they left that attached. I don't know.
Doesn't seem like it.
It's pretty rude to cut off both the balls and the shaft.
Yeah.
Be a decent human being.
Okay. You already shot and stabbed the poor guy.
And they got some twine. They wrapped it up like a pig in a blanket.
Do you think when he was being shot and stabbed, or when they put him in the war, he was like, God, I might have taken this too far.
What was I thinking?
I really pulled the wool over these guys' eyes, but boy, this went too far.
Time to cut this beard and grab a stick and a handkerchief and start riding the rails.
Ooh. Wow, I just won $5. This is awesome.
You won $5?
I bet you can't do a whole podcast on ancient Russia. Gotcha.
Well, when you add on you. Big That's wieners right. into the mix, I mean, that changes the game. That's just not fair.
Right? Okay, we've got leftovers.
Time for Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I want to tell you my secret.
Everyone has a secret.
Secrets.
So what's the worst thing you did as a kid? And that's where Dez's Dallas story came in earlier. Here's some of the leftovers we have. Drinking a beer with a friend for breakfast before heading to eighth grade in parochial school.
Eighth grade, eh? Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
Beer before school. When I was younger, I found my dad's porn collection. And I was just a mini Blockbuster and I rented it out to my friends.
You can't be mad at that. That is just a guy who I bet runs a nice business now.
I have unicorn in my grandma's bed. Now they say have.
So it's currently continuously happening.
Yeah. Wow. I stole alcohol and a bowling ball from a bowling alley after drinking the alcohol through the ball through a car window.
That's really gross. Think of how many hands went in that bowling ball. They probably filled the finger holes up with alcohol and drank out of it.
Sack.
No. After drinking the alcohol, I threw the ball through a car window.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was reading into what you said.
I know. I'm like, sorry. That was really, it's spelled incorrectly, and yeah.
God, we got it there. We got it there. We're just all still junk on the mind.
Old Rasputin's ween.
Seriously, thank God that didn't come in 3D.
Set off a pipe bomb in the basement. Blew the door off the hinges.
Oh.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. When I was 5, I cut all the flowers out of my mom's garden, wrapped them in a newspaper, sold them door to door. She was not happy.
But I bet you made some money.
Yeah. I was caught in a stolen motorhome with my friends when I was 14. Ended up in a high-speed chase. We crashed.
Scary.
Roll someone's ice fishing house on the train tracks and then videotaped it being hit by the train. It made the local newspaper.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Wow.
Wasn't me, but look how cool it was.
I mean, that would be a viral video today.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It made the newspaper. What was this, the 50s?
Yeah. Was it on Blue Lake? Because I lost a nice house out there.
Oh, uh-oh. No, did you really?
Yeah, somebody stole it.
Really?
It happens more than you can imagine. Yeah.
Who steals a fish house?
I can just imagine it's like the Pink Panther. He just lifts up the ice house, walks a little bit, and then sets it down. You're like, did I just move that? What happened?
Okay, how about this one? I poked holes in my parents' condoms all the time, and I now have a sister 14 years younger than me.
Oh my gosh. You
what?
Are the reason your parents have another kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that one.
Well, good thing we don't have to worry about poking holes, huh?
That's right.
Yep.
Not gonna need any protection.
Taylor's getting Rasputin as we speak.
No, it's in a little bit. I'm gonna be there while he gets Rasputin.
It's gonna be real smooth.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Poor guy, it's happening. He's getting the big V today.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait till after to show him the picture of Rasputin.
I feel like I'm gonna stay away from any wiener talk for a while.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a good thing Taylor's not being a big baby about it, though, right?
No, yeah. I mean, not at all.
Yeah.
You got mad when you offered hot dogs up for lunch. I mean, he's just a big baby.
You talked about it this last night about his big vasectomy today.
Yeah, because he has been, this whole week, been being a baby. So I'm like, okay, let's see if I can get him to say some of those really dumb things that he said before.
It's just one little snip.
Stop saying snip.
And it's just one little needle.
Stop saying that word, too.
It's not going to be so bad.
It's going to be horrible.
No, it's not.
It's going to be the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
No, it just...
Literally the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I think you'll be all right. But I love you and I appreciate you doing this for our family.
I just hope you remember me. The way I used to be. Young. Spontaneous. Full of vigor. It's all over. Just put me down. Put me out to pasture.
I think you're
like
gonna be okay.
Old Yeller.
Oh my god, you're not a drama king at all. Taylor, I've had surgery many times. I'm not discounting like the fact that this is gonna be hard. It is. But it's gonna be quick. It'll be over before you know it.
You don't know that. You don't have
I don't.
You don't know what it feels like, okay?
Neither do you.
Okay. Really? Does he have good meds at least?
Yeah, I mean, they gave him one Valium you take before.
Oh.
That's just it. He looked at the pills last night. He's like, wait, there's one? He's like, there's not drugs for after? Rudy, you've had this. There's no drugs?
No, not at all. It's not bad. I'm telling you. Like, if anything, he should just be playing it up like it's terrible, but he's going to have zero pain.
You know what?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what he's doing right now.
Let's hope. It's a good move. Because it's everybody thinks it's this, oh my God, it's a surgery. No, you sit on a bench. I mean, we could do it right here if you guys wanted to.
They act like he's getting castrated.
Yeah, exactly.
In the paperwork, it says, let your wife see this part. You should lay low, be down for the count, like for the weekend.
Yeah. You sit on a bench or they just plop them through?
Seriously, yes. That's exactly how it goes.
You drop it through?
No, you don't drop. Well, they have like a little thing on, like a napkin that goes over you that you pull them through.
Oh,
but yeah, but you just basically just, it's like laying on a park bench.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Good luck, Taylor.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. After Hours.